From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. American Idol is the most popular television program in America, and it's an adaptation of a British show. It's not alone. Plenty of other hits came here from the UK, including The Office and the cable drama Queer as Folk. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein has this warning, though, for Hollywood TV executives. Recycling in other countries' hit shows doesn't always end well.
There's a rich history of shows that succeeded in the UK, only to get lost in translation on our shores. You may not even remember titles like Coupling, Viva Laughlin, Life on Mars, Kath and Kim, 11th Hour. Stop me whenever you'd like. But all that failure isn't discouraging anyone on this side of the Atlantic. The new CBS reality show Live to Dance was derived from the UK, as was another new Showtime comedy, Shameless. Next week, come two more imports, Being Human on Sci-Fi and Skins on MTV.
I was at a party last weekend, and somebody offered me a marijuana cigarette.
It's a risque romp about troubled teens, and it was quite controversial in its home country.
Sid's going to be looking after you tonight.
Oh, with you. Wow.
And Sid has got a whole bag of drugs.
That's so nice.
The U.S. has been pulling shows out of London since the 70s, even some bona fide classics like Sanford and Son, which was first known as Steptoe and Son.
If you don't shut up, Bus will ram this shuttlecock straight up your carver and set fire to the seventh.
The reason the U.S. TV business has been looking overseas more in recent years is as the number of channels multiply, it's harder to find truly fresh material. And as competition intensifies, executives get more risk-averse. If a show does well overseas, it seems a safer bet for investing and reproducing it here.
My fantasy is I wake up tomorrow, and I've got your show on my network.
Well, that's very flattering.
That's a scene from Episodes, a timely new Showtime comedy about a fictional pair of British TV writers who see their British show adapted and then destroyed by the American TV business.
It could be like The Office meets...
our show?
Yes, but no farming this one out to some American writers. I want what's in these amazing Britishy heads.
Us come to L.A.
Just think about how unconventional something like The Office is. Shot as a faux documentary without a laugh track. That's British TV for you. Lots of creative risk-taking. But as a show like Episodes satirizes, there's a thin line between risk and ruin.
Andrew Wallenstein is the senior editor at Paid Content.